It's that time of the month again. Welcome back to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Cade Harner. Raider Radio is brought to you by Bernie Junior Senior High School's leadership class and is created to spread the word of news of importance to the Intermountain community. Raider Radio is made possible through listeners like yourself, so thank you for tuning in. Our first report of the day is from Junior Francie Ferguson, who is reporting on Bernie Junior Senior High's various clubs.
Thank you, Cade. This year, our participation in school clubs has greatly increased. Our freshmen especially have stepped up this year and been involved. We have several clubs that students have the chance to participate in. Some of them include Friday Night Live, S Club, Interact, Leos, and CSF. Friday Night Live is mentored by Miss Madden and Mrs. Cindy Daisy. It is a youth-driven organization and designed to prevent alcohol, tobacco, and other drug use among middle school and high school students. Their most recent project included a survey called Roadwatch. They tallied distracted driving and made a report to the state. This group meets every other week in room 12 with Miss Madden. S Club is an all-girls club led by Mrs. Metcalf and Mrs. May. This club is a high school version of the Seroptimus group in town. The girls volunteer in their community, donate money, and send supplies to places in need, locally and even around the world. This group meets every other Monday in Miss Madden's room and often gets the privilege to listen to successful women and get advice about how they pursued their education and careers. Interact is led by Mr. Bob Jen and Mr. Rodriguez. The faculty leaders are Mr. Bauer, Miss Madden, and Mrs. Tate. This is the high school version of Rotary. The members of this club are active in their community, and the club is based on community service. They meet every other Tuesday in Miss Madden's room and volunteer at events such as Airport Day. They have the chance to travel and network with other Interact students across the state and even the nation. Leo's Club is led by Mr. Hovis and Miss Madden. This is the high school version of Lions. Members serve at the Student of the Month dinners, help with Heritage Day at Bernie Falls State Park, help with cleanup events at our Intermountain Fair, teach the elementary school students about the flag, color and hide Easter eggs, and many other service activities. CSF is led by Miss Madden and Mrs. Tate. The members fundraise throughout the school year to go on a college visitation trip at the end of the year. As you can see, Miss Madden greatly contributes to our school. These clubs wouldn't be possible without her and our many other staff and community members. Thank you. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Francie. The next report is from Junior Langston Tate on the topic of goats that were recently acquired by the Bernie Junior Senior High School Ag class.
Thanks, Cade. This year, our Ag class has had the privilege of getting four Nigerian dwarf goats to add to our little farm of chickens and soon aquaponics. We named the two babies Vanilla and Caramel. Their mom is named Fernley and the other goat is named Maggie. In preparation for this project, we got a little barn for the goats to stay in and spread pine shavings all over the part where the goats would be sleeping and on the outside of the barn. We got feeders and waterers. We take courses online on ICEV to learn more about the goats and how to take care of them and be there for them. During last spring, we took a trip up to Sonoma County and visited Miss Rose's friend Karen. She owns her own ranch called Moon Hollow. She has helped us understand what we needed and what we needed to do to get us prepped for goats. We were taught how to milk, feed, and hold them properly. We chose Nigerian dwarf goats because they are good dairy goats, good companion animals, and just so adorable. In class, we are doing enterprise projects that will benefit our community. So some of us students signed up to make soap, cheese, and sell the milk. Others like me signed up to take care of them and hopefully plan to show them at the upcoming fairs. Our teacher, Mrs. Rose, has been a wonderful person, even though we had a bunch of stress on us, especially her. She stuck it out and got things done. We really appreciate her. From her point of view, she said that having goats on campus is going to be a really exciting and fun opportunity. I can't wait to see what will come of this adventure, from goat milk soap to companion animal fun. I'm sure we will do amazing things. Thank you, Mrs. Rose. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Langston. We're going to take a brief break to listen to a song, Basket Case by Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's lack of sex that's bringing me down. I went to a
That was Basket Case by Green Day. You're tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio, Burney High School's very own radio show. Next up, we have an interview with senior Allison Courtright speaking about her senior project. Hi, Allie.
Hi, Cade.
All right, first question. What was your senior project?
For my senior project, I built cubbies for the softball dugout so that players and coaches had a place to store their gear and personal belongings.
Awesome. Who was your mentor for this project, and why did you choose this person?
My mentor was Kevin Lunty because I've known him my whole life, and he's been my softball coach since I was a freshman.
Why did you choose to do this project specifically?
I chose to do this project because I know the struggle between innings when I'm trying to find my stuff and get onto the field, and I'm just trying to make it easier for my team and make it easier for them to get out onto the field.
Very good. Besides the players, who will this project affect?
My project will affect my coaches also. They have their own gear, and they have clipboards, so if they can find their gear as well, that would be very helpful.
How long will this project take to complete when completed?
20 to 25 hours.
Okay. And what will be the biggest challenge, or what has been the biggest challenge you've experienced so far?
I wanted to start my project last spring, but Shasta Green was not running the wood that I needed, and neither was Sierra Pacific, so I had to wait until July to start my project.
Okay. How has this project changed you as a person?
The project has allowed me to change how I manage my time during certain stages of my project. Multitasking is a skill that I also picked up on while completing my project.
What was your favorite part of this project?
My favorite part was cutting all of the boards and actually being able to build the cubbies.
That is fun. What advice could you give to an upcoming senior who will have to do a senior project in the future?
I would tell them to start as soon as you possibly can, especially if you play sports. And if you are involved, it's very difficult to stay on top of your project while doing homework and practicing other sports.
That is a good one. Thank you, Allison. That was very excellent. Now we have a report from junior Hayden Crook with a movie review he would like to share with us.
Thank you, Cade. This week in the leadership class, we watched a film called The Guardian, starring Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher. The film is used to demonstrate how leadership is very effective in life. In the film, a U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer is going out on a call. When he gets to the scene, he sees a flare in the water, and he tells his team that he's going in. After an unfortunate turn of events, he was left the only survivor. As he is now struggling with PTSD, he is given an opportunity to teach at an ACE school who teach new rescue swimmers how to handle pressure and how to save the lives of others who are in need. He teaches the young men how he thinks they should be prepared. That includes getting up at 5 a.m. to sit in a pool with ice, so that they know what it's like to be in a hypothermic state. He also has them do things like tread water for an hour or more in case they get stranded in the ocean and are waiting to be rescued. Lastly, he teaches them that if someone messes with you, be a man and fight back. In a scene of the movie, a character in the film named Jake Fisher and a friend got into a bar fight after they went to a bar where a lot of men in the Navy hang out. When they get back to the base, he takes all the blame, and Senior Chief Ben Randall has a conversation with him. He demonstrated leadership by telling Jake that he knew about a car crash he was involved in, which left him the only survivor, and the rest of his high school swim team dead. He said that he knew exactly how he felt because it was his fault that his rescue team died, but he also said that you have to let go and you have to move on because that is the only way you're going to get better. This movie was very inspirational about the role of being a leader. After I watched this, I felt like I could hold myself to a higher standard, and I would recommend anyone to watch this movie because it was a very good film. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Hayden. That was a great movie. For those of you just now tuning in, you're listening to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. I'm Cade Harner. We have another song now, Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne. That was Bark at the Moon by Ozzy Osbourne. You're tuned in to Raider Radio on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Now we have another report, This one from senior Paris Deaton Geisler on the topic of the pros and cons of being a teenager in this day and age.
Thank you, Cade. Teenagers today are surrounded by technology, school, friends, and family. Being a teenager in 2019 is both challenging and beneficial in such ways as technology plays a major role in today's society and way of life. Phones, laptops, and computers are a major advancement that has helped exponentially decrease the time that it takes to do research. It is also an important tool that teachers can use to assign work online rather than wasting paper. Not only is it saving the trees, but it also reduces the amount of books and binders that students have to carry around, relieving students from back pain. Just as there are advantages to technology, there are also disadvantages as well. Due to technology, today's students are having less face-to-face conversations and are using their phones for security. Teenagers are also having difficulties with cyberbullying. Some students hide behind their phones and have an easier time bashing on other students because they do not have to have face-to-face interactions with their victims. Teenagers also have a hard time with self-esteem because social media pages show other teenagers having a good time, or it shows pictures of people with the perfect face and body. This makes teenagers very self-conscious, and they end up thinking that they are not as attractive or that they have to look a certain way to make a good impression on people. Living in 2019 has both its advantages and disadvantages for teenagers. In my opinion, I think that being a teenager nowadays is extraordinary. We get to use technology that the past generations could have never dreamt of. There are advances in medicine that can help us with when we get sick, and we have so much knowledge at our fingertips, it is incredible. Yes, there may be negatives about living in 2019, but I do not think that we should take for granted all that we have. Thank you, and back to you, Cade.
Thank you very much, Paris. Lastly, but not least, Junior Langston Tate is here with the Burney High School Sports Report.
Thanks, Cade. This month was very successful for Burney High School sports. The sports teams have had very good ends to some of their seasons this last week. Junior High is done with volleyball but has moved on to girls basketball and hosted a tournament last weekend where all the teams did very well. The varsity volleyball team just won league undefeated and won the first round of playoffs and is playing in their third round tonight with a home game. They won at home this last week with a comeback from setter Caitlin Estes, and the JV team also competed well for their home game this week and had a good end to their season. The football team is now 6-3 and had a bye week this last week but is coming into the first round of playoffs. The U13 soccer team won their championships last weekend against Fall River, which is always exciting, and Francie is Athlete of the Month for her performance against Las Molinas when she led us out of a hole with 17 kills after we lost the first set. She has 283 attacks, 2 blocks, 121 kills, and 36 aces with 246 successful serves. Their coach said, Francie earned Athlete of the Month for her performance versus Las Molinas. She had 17 kills, and she stepped up for us in that match after losing the first set. Back to you, Cade.
Thank you, Langston. Before we leave, we have a final song, Love Gun by Kiss.
We'll be right back.
That was Love Gun by Kiss. You have been tuned in to listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. We are supported by listeners like you and brought to you by volunteers from the community. You can become a listener supporter by going to our website, kkrn.org, and clicking on the donate button, or by mailing a check to P.O. Box 118, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. KKRN will take part in North State Giving Tuesday, an online giving platform on December 3rd. It is a way to join in the generous spirit of Shasta County people by supporting local nonprofits like KKRN. Go to northstategives.org on December 3rd. You can call 337-1101 to learn how to volunteer at KKRN Community Radio. Remember that KKRN programming streams live on our website and on the KKRN mobile phone app. We have a Facebook page, KKRN 88.5, where you can like us and get news about your community radio. Thank you for listening to Raider Radio on KKRN Community Radio, produced by the Burney High School Leadership Class in KKRN. Coming up next on KKRN is American Routes. Next week and every week until the first Wednesday, you can tune in to at 7:30 p.m. to listen to Talk Nation. The next Raider Radio will air on December 4th. Until then, goodbye from Raider Radio.
I'm Francie.
I'm Allie.
This is Paris.
This is Langston.
This is Hayden.
And I'm Cade. See you next time.